Test 1, Section 1. A woman wants to find out about a paragliding course. Listen to the conversation between the woman and the man and answer the questions. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played twice.
Hello, Paragliders Paradise. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm interested in doing a course in paragliding.
Which course are you interested in?
Well, I'm not sure. What's available?
Well, we've got the introductory course, which lasts for 2 days.
Okay.
Or there's the 4-day beginner's course, which is what most people do first. I'd tend to recommend that one. And there's also the elementary pilot course, which takes 5 to 6 days, depending on conditions.
We might try the beginner's course.
The woman says they would like to try the beginner's course. So the answer is B, the 4-day beginner's course. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Hello, Paragliders Paradise. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm interested in doing a course in paragliding.
Which course are you interested in?
Well, I'm not sure. What's available?
Well, we've got the introductory course, which lasts for 2 days.
Okay.
Or there's the 4-day beginner's course, which is what most people do first. I'd tend to recommend that one. And there's also the elementary pilot course, which takes 5 to 6 days, depending on conditions.
We might try the beginner's course. What sort of prices are we looking at?
The introductory is $190. The beginner's course, which is probably what you'd be looking at, is $320. No, sorry, $330. It's just gone up. And the pilot course is $430.
Right.
And you also have to become a member of our club so that you're insured. That'll cost you $12 a day. Everyone has to take out insurance, you see.
Does that cover me if I break a leg?
No, I'm afraid not. It's only third party and covers you against damage to other people or their belongings, but not theft or injury. You would need to take out your own personal accident insurance.
I see. And what's the best way to get to your place? By public transport, or could we come by bike? We're pretty keen cyclists.
It's difficult by public transport, though there is a bus from Newcastle. Most people get here by car, though, because we're a little off the beaten track. But you could ride here, okay? I'll send you a map. Just let me take down a few details. What's your name?
Maria Gentle.
And your address, Maria?
Well, I'm a student staying with a family in Newcastle.
So it's care of...
Care of Mr. and Mrs. McDonald.
Like the hamburgers?
Yes, exactly.
McDonald.
The post office box address is probably best. It's P.O. Box 676, Newcastle.
Is there a fax number there? Because I could fax you the information.
Yes, actually there is. It's 0249, that's for Newcastle, and then 775431.
OK, now if you decide to do one of our courses, you'll need to book in advance and to pay when you book. How would you be paying?
By credit card, if that's OK. Do you take Visa?
Yes, fine. We take all major cards, including Visa.
OK, then. Thanks very much.
The girl is telling her friend about the course. Look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen to their conversation and answer questions 8 to 10.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Maria. What's that you're reading?
Just some information from a paragliding school. It looks really good fun. Do you fancy a go at paragliding?
Sure. Do you have to buy lots of equipment and stuff?
Not really. The school provides the equipment, but we'd have to take a few things along.
Such as?
Well, it says here, clothes, wear stout boots, so no sneakers or sandals, I suppose, and clothes suitable for an active day in the hills. Preferably a long-sleeve t-shirt. That's probably in case you land in the stinging nettles. It also says we should bring a packed lunch. We do not recommend soft drinks or flasks of coffee. Water is really the best thing to drink. We need to bring suntan lotion and something to protect your head from the sun.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. And where would we stay?
Well, look. They seem to operate a campsite too, because it says here that it's only $10 a day to pitch a tent. That'd be fine, wouldn't it? And that way we'd save quite a bit, because even a cheap hotel would cost money.
Or perhaps we could stay in a bed and breakfast nearby. It gives a couple of names here we could ring. I think I might prefer that. Hotels and youth hostels would all be miles away from the farm, and I don't fancy a caravan.
No, I agree. But let's take a tent and pray for good weather.
Okay, let's do it. What about next weekend?
No, I can't. I'm going on a geography field trip.
And then it's the weekend before the exams, and I really do need to study.
Okay then, let's make it the one after the exams.
Fine, we'll need a break by then. Can you ring and let me know if you...
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2 on page 32.